The Leadership Gap, What Gets Between You and Your Greatness. By Lolly Daskal. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Leadership Gap, What Gets Between You and Your Greatness by Lolly Daskal is a book that explores the idea of leadership and how to become an effective leader. The book begins with an introduction to the concept of leadership, discussing what it means to be a leader and why it is important. It then moves on to discuss the various types of leaders, from those who are born into positions of power to those who have earned their way up through hard work and dedication. The author also examines different approaches to leading, such as servant leadership, transformational leadership, and authentic leadership. She provides practical advice for developing these skills in order to become a better leader. The second part of the book focuses on identifying one's own personal strengths as well as weaknesses when it comes to being a leader. This includes looking at areas where improvement can be made in order for one's performance as a leader can improve. Additionally, this section looks at how one can use their strengths in order to create positive change within organizations or teams they lead. The third part delves into understanding other people's perspectives when leading them. This includes learning about different cultures and backgrounds so that you can better understand your team members' needs and motivations. Finally, the fourth part discusses how leaders should handle difficult situations such as conflict resolution or dealing with difficult personalities while still maintaining respect for everyone involved. Overall, The Leadership Gap, What Gets Between You and Your Greatness by Lolly Daskal is an insightful look into becoming an effective leader through self-reflection and understanding others' perspectives. It provides readers with practical advice on developing their own unique style of leading while still respecting all individuals involved. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your strengths and weaknesses. Knowing your strengths and weaknesses is essential to becoming a great leader. It allows you to focus on what you do best and to identify areas where you need to improve. Main idea number 2. Develop your emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand and manage your own emotions and those of others. It is a key component of effective leadership and can be developed through practice and self-awareness. Main idea number 3. Lead with purpose. Leaders must have a clear purpose and vision for their organization. This will help to motivate and inspire their team and will ensure that everyone is working towards a common goal. Main idea number 4. Communicate effectively. Effective communication is essential for successful leadership. Leaders must be able to clearly articulate their vision and goals and to listen to the ideas and concerns of their team. Main idea number 5. Foster collaboration. Leaders must create an environment where collaboration is encouraged and valued. This will help to foster creativity and innovation and will ensure that everyone is working together towards a common goal. Main idea number 6. Develop your team. Leaders must be willing to invest in their team and to help them develop their skills and abilities. This will help to create a more productive and engaged workforce. Main idea number 7. Take risks. Leaders must be willing to take risks and to try new things. This will help to create an environment of innovation and will ensure that the organization is able to stay ahead of the competition. Main idea number 8. Embrace change. Leaders must be willing to embrace change and to adapt to new situations. This will help to ensure that the organization is able to stay competitive and to remain successful. Main idea number 9. Be flexible. Leaders must be flexible and open to new ideas and approaches. This will help to ensure that the organization is able to respond quickly to changing circumstances. Main idea number 10. Set goals. Leaders must set clear and achievable goals for their team. This will help to ensure that everyone is working towards a common goal and will help to motivate and inspire the team. Main idea number 11. Delegate. Leaders must be willing to delegate tasks and responsibilities to their team. This will help to ensure that everyone is working towards a common goal and will help to foster collaboration and creativity. Main idea number 12. Lead by example. Leaders must lead by example and must demonstrate the behaviors and values that they want to see in their team. This will help to ensure that everyone is working towards a common goal and will help to create a positive work environment. Main idea number 13. Be accountable. Leaders must be willing to take responsibility for their actions and to hold themselves and their team accountable for their performance. This will help to ensure that everyone is working towards a common goal and will help to create a culture of accountability. Main idea number 14. Show appreciation. Leaders must show appreciation for their team and must recognize their efforts and accomplishments. This will help to create a positive work environment and will help to motivate and inspire the team. Main idea number 15. Be open to feedback. Leaders must be open to feedback from their team and must be willing to learn from their mistakes. This will help to ensure that everyone is working towards a common goal and will help to foster collaboration and creativity. Main idea number 16. Create a culture of trust. Leaders must create an environment of trust and must be willing to listen to the ideas and concerns of their team. This will help to ensure that everyone is working towards a common goal and will help to foster collaboration and creativity. Main idea number 17. Encourage innovation. Leaders must be willing to encourage innovation and to try new things. This will help to ensure that the organization is able to stay ahead of the competition and will help to create a culture of creativity and innovation. Main idea number 18. Develop your own leadership style. Leaders must develop their own unique leadership style. This will help to ensure that everyone is working towards a common goal and will help to create a positive work environment. Main idea number 19. Be a mentor. Leaders must be willing to mentor and guide their team. This will help to ensure that everyone is working towards a common goal and will help to foster collaboration and creativity. Main idea number 20. Celebrate success. Leaders must be willing to celebrate success and to recognize the accomplishments of their team. This will help to create a positive work environment and will help to motivate and inspire the team. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses is an important part of becoming a great leader. It allows you to focus on the areas where you excel, while also recognizing those areas that need improvement. By understanding what makes you unique as a leader, you can use this knowledge to create strategies for success and growth. When assessing your strengths and weaknesses, it's important to be honest with yourself about both. Acknowledge the skills that come naturally to you, such as communication or problem-solving abilities. At the same time, recognize any shortcomings in these areas so that they can be addressed through training or other means. It's also beneficial to ask trusted colleagues for their input on your leadership style. They may have insights into how well certain tasks are being handled or which aspects of your approach could use some work. This feedback can help guide decisions about how best to move forward in developing yourself as a leader. By taking the time to understand your own strengths and weaknesses, you will become better equipped at leading others effectively and efficiently toward success. With this knowledge in hand, there is no limit to what kind of greatness one can achieve. Main idea number 2. Developing emotional intelligence is an important part of becoming a successful leader. It involves understanding and managing your own emotions, as well as those of others. This can be done through practice and self-awareness. By taking the time to understand how you react to different situations, you can learn how to better manage your emotions in order to achieve desired outcomes. It also involves being aware of the feelings and reactions of those around you. Being able to recognize when someone else is feeling frustrated or overwhelmed allows you to respond in a way that will help them feel heard and understood. Additionally, it helps build trust between yourself and others by showing that you are willing to take their feelings into consideration. Finally, developing emotional intelligence requires learning how best to communicate with people from all walks of life. This includes being able to read body language, tone of voice, facial expressions, etc., so that conversations flow more smoothly and effectively. By honing these skills over time, leaders can become more effective at leading teams toward success while creating positive relationships along the way. Main idea number 3. Leading with purpose is essential for any successful organization. A leader must have a clear vision and mission that they can communicate to their team, so everyone understands what the company is striving towards. This will help to create a sense of unity and direction within the organization, as well as providing motivation for employees to work hard and achieve success. Having a strong purpose also helps leaders make decisions that are in line with their goals. It allows them to prioritize tasks and focus on activities that will bring them closer to achieving their objectives. Leaders should be able to articulate this purpose clearly so it resonates with all members of the team. Leaders who lead with purpose are more likely to inspire loyalty from their teams, as people feel connected when they understand why they're doing something. They also tend to be better problem solvers because they know how each decision fits into the bigger picture of reaching their goal. Main idea number 4. Communicating effectively is an essential skill for successful leadership. Leaders must be able to clearly express their vision and goals, as well as listen to the ideas and concerns of their team. This requires a leader to have strong interpersonal skills, such as active listening, empathy, and the ability to provide constructive feedback. It also involves being open-minded and willing to consider different perspectives. Leaders should strive to create an environment where everyone feels comfortable speaking up with their thoughts or opinions without fear of judgment or criticism. They should also make sure that all members of the team are heard by actively engaging in conversations and asking questions when appropriate. Additionally, leaders need to ensure that communication is clear by using language that everyone can understand. By communicating effectively, leaders can foster collaboration among team members while ensuring that everyone understands what needs to be done in order for them to reach their shared goals. Effective communication is key for successful leadership. It helps build trust between leaders and followers while creating a positive work environment. Main idea number 5. Fostering collaboration is essential for any successful organization. Leaders must create an environment where everyone feels comfortable to share ideas and work together towards a common goal. This means creating an atmosphere of trust, respect, and open communication between team members. It also requires providing the necessary resources and support to ensure that all voices are heard and valued. Leaders should strive to foster collaboration by encouraging dialogue among team members, setting clear expectations for how people should interact with each other, and recognizing individual contributions. They can also provide opportunities for employees to learn from one another through mentorship programs or group activities such as brainstorming sessions or hackathons. By doing so, leaders will be able to cultivate a culture of innovation in which everyone works together towards achieving success. Main idea number 6. Developing your team is an essential part of being a successful leader. It involves taking the time to understand each individual's strengths and weaknesses, as well as their goals and aspirations. Leaders must be willing to invest in their team by providing them with the resources they need to grow and develop professionally. This could include offering training opportunities, mentorship programs, or even just having regular conversations about career development. Leaders should also strive to create an environment where employees feel comfortable expressing themselves and sharing ideas. Encouraging open communication between team members can help foster collaboration and creativity while also helping everyone stay on track towards achieving common goals. Finally, leaders should recognize when individuals are doing great work or going above and beyond what is expected of them. Acknowledging hard work not only boosts morale but it also encourages others on the team to do their best too. Main idea number 7. Leaders must be willing to take risks and try new things in order to stay ahead of the competition. Taking risks can help create an environment of innovation, where employees are encouraged to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions. Leaders should also be open-minded when it comes to taking risks. They should not be afraid to fail or make mistakes as long as they learn from them. By taking calculated risks, leaders can ensure that their organization is able to remain competitive and successful. In addition, leaders need to understand that risk-taking involves more than just making decisions. It also requires having a clear vision for the future and being able to communicate this vision effectively. Leaders must have a strong sense of purpose in order for their team members to trust them enough to follow through on risky initiatives. Finally, leaders must provide support and guidance throughout the process so that everyone involved feels comfortable with taking chances. Main idea number 8. Leaders must be willing to embrace change in order to stay competitive and successful. Change is inevitable, and leaders must be prepared to adapt their strategies and approaches as needed. This means being open-minded about new ideas, technologies, processes, or methods that could help the organization reach its goals. Leaders should also strive to create an environment where employees feel comfortable taking risks and trying out new things without fear of failure. In addition, leaders need to recognize when it's time for a change in direction or strategy. They should have the courage to make difficult decisions when necessary and not be afraid of making mistakes along the way. By embracing change with an open mind and a willingness to learn from past experiences, leaders can ensure that their organizations remain agile enough to keep up with ever-changing market conditions. Main idea number 9. Being flexible is an essential trait for any leader. It allows them to be open-minded and consider different perspectives, which can lead to better decision-making. Leaders must also be willing to adapt their strategies in order to stay ahead of the competition or respond quickly to changing circumstances. This requires a willingness to take risks and try new approaches, even if they may not always work out as planned. Flexibility also helps leaders build trust with their team members by showing that they are willing to listen and consider different points of view. When employees feel like their ideas are valued, it encourages them to think creatively and come up with innovative solutions that could benefit the organization as a whole. Finally, being flexible allows leaders to remain agile in times of crisis or uncertainty. By staying open-minded and adapting quickly when needed, leaders can ensure that their organizations remain competitive in today's ever-changing business environment. Main idea number 10. Setting goals is an essential part of effective leadership. Goals provide direction and focus, helping to ensure that everyone on the team is working towards a common purpose. Clear and achievable goals also help to motivate and inspire the team, as they can see tangible progress being made towards achieving them. When setting goals for your team, it's important to make sure that they are realistic and attainable. If you set too high of expectations or unrealistic deadlines, this can lead to frustration among your team members, which will ultimately hinder their performance. It's also important to remember that goal setting should be an ongoing process, as circumstances change or new opportunities arise, so should your goals. Finally, it's important for leaders to communicate their vision clearly when setting goals. This helps ensure that everyone understands what needs to be done in order for the goals to be achieved successfully. Leaders must also take into account any potential obstacles or challenges that may arise along the way in order for their teams to stay motivated throughout the process. Main idea number 11. Delegation is an essential part of effective leadership. By delegating tasks and responsibilities to their team, leaders can ensure that everyone is working towards a common goal. This will help to foster collaboration and creativity, as well as allowing the leader to focus on more important matters. Delegation also allows for different perspectives and ideas to be brought into the mix, which can lead to better decision-making. When delegating tasks, it's important for leaders to provide clear instructions and expectations so that everyone knows what they are responsible for. Leaders should also take time to explain why certain tasks need doing in order for team members to understand the importance of their role in achieving success. Finally, it's important for leaders not only delegate but also follow up with their team regularly so that progress can be monitored. Main idea number 12. Leading by example is an essential part of being a successful leader. It means that you must demonstrate the behaviors and values that you want to see in your team, and be willing to take responsibility for any mistakes or missteps along the way. This will help create a culture of trust and respect within your organization, as well as ensure everyone is working towards a common goal. When leading by example, it's important to remember that actions speak louder than words. Your team members will look up to you for guidance and direction, so make sure your behavior reflects what you expect from them. Show them how they should act in difficult situations, how they should handle disagreements with colleagues or customers, and how they can best contribute to the success of the company. Leading by example also involves taking ownership when things don't go according to plan. If something goes wrong on your watch, own up to it instead of blaming others or making excuses. This shows humility and integrity, two qualities all great leaders possess, which will inspire confidence in those around you. Main idea number 13. Being accountable as a leader is essential for creating an effective team. Leaders must be willing to take responsibility for their actions and hold themselves and their team members accountable for their performance. This will help ensure that everyone is working towards the same goal, while also fostering a culture of accountability. Accountability starts with setting clear expectations and goals, so that everyone knows what they are responsible for achieving. It's important to provide feedback on progress regularly, both positive and negative, so that people know how they are doing in relation to the goals set out. Additionally, it's important to recognize successes when they occur. This helps motivate individuals and teams alike. Leaders should also be open to criticism from others. This can help them identify areas where improvement is needed or where mistakes have been made. Finally, leaders should strive to create an environment of trust within the team by being honest about their own mistakes and taking ownership of any issues that arise. Main idea number 14. Leaders must show appreciation for their team in order to create a positive work environment and motivate their employees. Recognizing the efforts and accomplishments of your team is essential for building trust, loyalty, and respect. Acknowledging hard work will help to boost morale and encourage further success. Leaders should take time out of their day to thank individuals or teams for a job well done, as this can have an immense impact on productivity. Showing appreciation doesn't need to be complicated. It could be something as simple as sending an email thanking someone for going above and beyond or taking the time to recognize them publicly at a meeting. It's important that leaders make sure everyone feels appreciated so they know that their contributions are valued. By showing appreciation, leaders demonstrate that they care about their team members, which helps build strong relationships between them. This encourages collaboration within the workplace, which leads to better results overall. Main idea number 15. Leaders must be open to feedback from their team in order to foster collaboration and creativity. By being open to feedback, leaders can learn from their mistakes and ensure that everyone is working towards a common goal. This will help create an environment of trust and respect between the leader and their team, which is essential for successful leadership. When receiving feedback, it's important for leaders to remain humble and not take criticism personally. Leaders should also strive to provide constructive feedback when giving it out so that they can help others grow as well. Finally, leaders should always remember that no one is perfect. Mistakes are inevitable, but learning from them is key. Main idea number 16. Creating a culture of trust is essential for any successful team. Leaders must be willing to listen to their team members and take their ideas and concerns seriously. This will help build an atmosphere of collaboration, creativity, and respect that will benefit everyone involved. When people feel like they can trust each other, it encourages them to share their thoughts openly without fear of judgment or criticism. Leaders should also strive to create an environment where mistakes are seen as learning opportunities rather than failures. By creating this kind of open dialogue, leaders can foster a sense of safety within the team, which allows everyone to express themselves freely without worrying about repercussions. Finally, leaders should make sure that all members understand the importance of accountability in order for the team to reach its goals. Everyone needs to be held responsible for their actions so that progress can be made towards achieving success. Main idea number 17. Encouraging innovation is essential for any organization that wants to stay ahead of the competition. Leaders must be willing to take risks and try new things, even if they don't always work out as planned. This will help create a culture where creativity and innovation are valued, which can lead to more successful outcomes in the long run. Leaders should also provide employees with resources and support so that they feel empowered to come up with creative solutions. They should foster an environment where ideas are welcomed and encouraged, rather than one where failure is punished or discouraged. By creating this kind of atmosphere, leaders can ensure that their team members have the freedom to explore different possibilities without fear of repercussions. Finally, it's important for leaders to recognize when someone has had a great idea or made an innovative contribution. Acknowledging these successes will motivate others on the team and encourage them to continue pushing boundaries in order to achieve success. Main idea number 18. Developing your own leadership style is essential for any leader. It allows you to create a unique approach that works best for the team and organization, while also helping to foster an environment of collaboration and trust. A successful leader must be able to identify their strengths and weaknesses, as well as those of their team members, in order to develop a strategy that will bring out the best in everyone. This includes understanding how different personalities interact with each other, what motivates them, and how they can work together towards common goals. Leaders should also strive to stay up to date on industry trends so they can better understand the needs of their teams. They should be open-minded when it comes to new ideas or approaches that could help improve performance or efficiency. Additionally, leaders need to have strong communication skills so they can effectively communicate expectations and provide feedback in a constructive manner. Finally, developing your own leadership style requires self-reflection and continual improvement over time. Leaders must constantly evaluate themselves against their peers in order to ensure they are staying ahead of the curve when it comes to leading others successfully. By taking these steps into consideration, leaders will be able to set themselves apart from others by creating an effective leadership style that works for them. Main idea number 19. Being a mentor is an essential part of being a leader. It involves taking the time to listen, understand, and guide team members in order to help them reach their goals. Mentoring can be done through one-on-one conversations or group meetings where everyone has the opportunity to share ideas and learn from each other. By providing guidance and support, leaders can foster collaboration among team members while also helping them develop their skills. Mentoring helps create an environment of trust between leaders and their teams. Leaders should take the time to get to know each individual on their team so they can better understand how best to motivate them toward success. This will allow for more effective communication as well as greater understanding of what needs to be accomplished in order for everyone involved to reach their goals. Leaders must also remember that mentorship is not just about giving advice, it's about creating relationships with those you lead. Taking the time to build strong relationships with your team will help ensure that everyone feels valued and respected, which will ultimately lead to higher levels of productivity. Main idea number 20. Leaders must be willing to celebrate success and recognize the accomplishments of their team. Celebrating successes is an important part of creating a positive work environment, as it helps to motivate and inspire the team. It also serves as a reminder that hard work pays off, which can help keep morale high even during difficult times. When celebrating success, leaders should make sure to give credit where it's due. Acknowledge individual contributions and thank everyone for their efforts in achieving the goal. This will show your appreciation for each person's contribution and encourage them to continue striving towards excellence. In addition, take time out from regular tasks or meetings to formally recognize achievements with awards or other forms of recognition, such as certificates or plaques. This will demonstrate that you value your team's hard work and dedication. Finally, don't forget about yourself. Leaders should also take time out from their busy schedules to reflect on their own successes and accomplishments. This will help boost self-confidence while inspiring others around them. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.